SRN News, I'm John Scott. The death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar at the hands of Israeli Defense Forces is a game changer in the Middle East. That's the view of U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson. But on the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson warns that the Harris-Biden administration will also need to withdraw its recent threat to withhold arms shipments to Israel.
It has huge importance, and we have to do that right now. And I'm calling on President Biden and everyone in his cabinet to do that. This is not a moment to equivocate, and it is not a moment to second guess Israel or to try to appease Iran, which they've done too many times.
Johnson's full This Week on the Hill broadcast will be airing on radio stations nationwide tomorrow, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, voters in another state have now begun casting their ballots.
Early in-person voting has started in Battleground State, North Carolina. Only four voting sites out of the 80 in western North Carolina are closed because of damage from Hurricane Helene. The line was long at one polling place in hard-hit Asheville. Bill Whalen says he's devoted to casting his vote.
Anytime you have something this cataclysmic, it's going to disrupt people's lives. They're trying to figure out how to flush their toilets. And
another person in line said voting is an important milestone, getting back to normal, whatever that might turn out to be. Whalen says it's a worthwhile break from the cleanup and recovery.
At least in my neighborhood, there's a widespread understanding of the importance of this election.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And we're looking at another winning week on Wall Street. The Dow is ahead 40 points now. The NASDAQ composite up 132. This is SRN News. A North Carolina school district says no to the Ten Commandments.
The members of the Iredell-Statesville School Board of Education have voted down a proposal that would have placed a copy of the Decalogue on display in every public school classroom. Board members freely admitted they feared litigation if they allowed the commandments to be put up. The proposal could be brought up again at future board meetings, but the threat of being sued by a powerful atheist group such as the Freedom From Religion Foundation remains. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A campaign to enshrine abortion rights in the Missouri Constitution has raised close to $22 million. Campaign reports show Missourians for Constitutional Freedom brought in more than $14 million between July and the end of September. Missouri Right to Life has spent more than $637,000 in opposition. Missouri enacted a near total abortion ban in 2022. This is SRN News. The Texas Supreme Court halting the execution of a man convicted of killing his young daughter, who was diagnosed with shaken baby syndrome.
Thursday night's scheduled execution of Robert Roberson would have been the first time a person was put to death for shaken baby syndrome. But the Texas Supreme Court halted the execution following weeks of public pressure from both Republican and Democratic lawmakers who say Roberson is innocent and was sent to death row based on flawed science. Roberson was convicted of killing his two-year-old daughter in 2002. Some medical experts say the child didn't die from abuse, but from complications related to pneumonia. I'm Donna Warder.
A man who admitted to killing five people in 2016 has been executed by lethal injection in Alabama. Derek Derman pronounced dead at Holman Prison in southern Alabama. Derman says he was on meth at the time of those killings. More details at SRNNews.com.